The Green Bay Electric Utility, Wisconsin Public Service Corporation, has asked a local legislator to sponsor the Manitoba Hydro Bill. Pub Service spokesman Pat Schillinger says right now only power from small hydro dams can qualify for the state standard of 10% renewables by the year 2015.
We'd like to lift that barrier at 60 megawatts so that any hydroelectricity can count towards meeting the state's renewable portfolio standard after 2015. We think hydroelectricity is an emissions-free, reasonably priced renewable energy source.
Schillinger says Pub Service is on pace to meet the 2015 renewable standard, but he says if the standard is ever raised, it would take a while to get additional Canadian-produced energy shipped to Wisconsin. So he says the measure needs to be passed now. Schillinger says new Manitoba dams cause less harm to rivers and nearby tribal lands than older dams did. Helen Sarakinos of the River Alliance of Wisconsin says she is worried about damage in Canada.
Of the three biggest dams that are still slated to be built up there, one of them is still going to have a reservoir that's 49 square kilometers. I mean, that's going to drown 49 square kilometers of virgin boreal and taiga forest. It's going to mobilize mercury back into the environment.
Sarakinos says electric utilities in Wisconsin have other options for adding renewable power. Some solar electric companies also oppose the Manitoba hydro legislation. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.